This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, March 11th, 2021. This is the Alex Jones Show on the InfoWars Broadcasting Network. Owen Schroyer here sitting in studio for the Alex Jones Show. Alex is going to be joining us momentarily. I want to lay out what we can expect coming up today on the broadcast, what I'll be covering, and of course, Alex as well, coming up in the next segment. It's been an interesting social experiment, if you will, not intentionally, but for my purposes, watching how Austin, Texas is responding to the mask mandate recall or removal, which was illegal to begin with, and then the Democrat scumbag mayor, Steve Adler, a true scumbag, a true lowlife, one of the worst mayors you could ever imagine. Saying, no, we're not ending the mask mandate. We're forcing businesses to mask, in fact, in Austin. We're forcing citizens to mask. And then seeing the response to that in the last 24 hours has been telling. And it makes me wonder, maybe I am the oddball. Maybe wanting to be free is not a good thing. Maybe I'm the problem. And all the liberals here in Austin that want to wear the mask and want to take the vaccine and want to be slaves to the New World Order, maybe they got it right. Maybe I should be one of them. Maybe I should be a good little slave like the rest of the Austinites wearing their masks around town. By the way, I noticed that the mask wearing was actually at an uptick. So it's 100% a political statement now. And the Attorney General Ken Paxton is threatening to sue Steve Adler for forcing Texans here in Austin to wear a mask. Oh, and they still can't reopen their business fully either. So you got that. So a true dirtbag, Steve Adler. A true lowlife. A cockroach of a human being. I shouldn't even say that. A cockroach has more standing and integrity than Steve Adler. A cockroach turd has more dignity, more honesty, more trustworthiness than Steve Adler. So we're going to be talking about that. The Biden presidency, ladies and gentlemen, would you believe me if I told you that there are stories floating around talking about Biden holograms replacing him for public speeches? Would you believe me? Because now that's in the headlines. So are they going to soft roll this out instead of kind of like surprising us with the holograms and stuff, catching us off guard? Maybe they just bring it in and implement it like, no, this is normal. It's normal for a Biden hologram to do a State of the Union. It's normal for the Biden hologram to take questions because Biden can't do it. He's almost dead. And for all intents and purposes as a president, he might as well be. But he's going to sign the $2 trillion stimulus bill tomorrow, which is the biggest pork spending in United States history. Bailing out Democrat states that have been running at crippling deficits, bailing out Democrat-run schools, funding all kinds of Democrat policy, less than 10% of this $2 trillion is actually going towards stimulus relief. And, of course, they say you may or may not get a $1,400 check, which, of course, is ironic. How can they know the number? How can they know the number of monies if they don't even know who's getting the check for $1,400 or who's not? They don't know. How can you do that math? How can you sign that bill? It's all a joke. You probably will never get that money. So that's coming up. Some news coming out of China as well that is eyebrow raising. The Democrats and the Republicans are fighting about abortion. A couple states are banning abortion. And now New York is saying you can't even protest abortion. I'm not even kidding you. I've warned you. We've told you about the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. Now she's saying you cannot protest abortion in New York. I'm not kidding you. But look at this picture from a year ago, if you would with me. Put this on screen, guys. This is Donald Trump a year ago today. This is what America is supposed to look like. No masks, a president addressing the media, everyone's attention on him. But what's happening now? Everyone wearing a mask, everyone's a slave, nobody pays attention because the president is fake and can't even think or talk. Alex Jones coming up.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, March 11th, 2021. This is the Alex Jones Show, sitting in for Alex Jones in studio. I'm Owen Schroyer. We're going to be hearing from Alex coming up momentarily. It is a loaded news day today. Absolutely loaded. I haven't even been able to get through all the news that's on my desk here to get it properly sorted out, but believe me, for the next 4 hours on the Alex Jones Show, there's going to be a lot of news, and then I'll be back hosting the War Room, and there'll be even more news. I will need 7 hours of live broadcasting today to cover all this news. Where to begin, though? The failing Biden administration that is now so inept and so out of control that there are headlines saying we need a Biden hologram to handle his public speeches because he can't do it. I'm not even kidding you. All of Biden's appointees to his administration are either corrupt, admitted racists, or even criminals. And this was all well known before they even got appointed. So you've got the Attorney General Merrick Garland, who can't answer basic questions like, is it illegal to cross the border? He can't answer that question from Josh Hawley. You've got the Secretary of Health, Rachel Levine or whatever, the guy in drag who wants to castrate your children, who wants to castrate, chop your boys' genitals off. And when Rand Paul asked that during the confirmation hearings, the health secretary doesn't deny it. Says, well, yeah, and this is very nuanced. So, yeah, we want to chop your boys' genitals off. And yeah, it's good. The border is out of control, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, you're not allowed to have an event, according to the Democrats. You can't go to a bar. You can't have a party. You can't go to school. You can't go to church. But they are now overflow capacity in what they're now calling the reception centers. They were cages when Trump was in office, but they're reception centers now. Either way, they're overflowing. Talk about a super spreader event. By the way, a lot of these illegal immigrants are testing positive for COVID and then being released into the community. So much for that fear. So much for that fear mongering. And now you have Democrats not just out for your First Amendment on the internet. Now they are banning you from protesting abortion in New York. I am not kidding you. So all of that and more is coming up. Democrats are now raising their kids to be gay, celebrating it, proud of it. So It's really just incredible to witness all this. But, you know, I want to go back and I want to start it with this. Guys, put the picture that I have up there from Trump last year inside the White House taking questions from the media. Notice what you have here. Now, this is a year ago. So technically, this is when the pandemic was actually at its peak. This is when it was peaking. This is when it was the worst ever. This is when they were telling us 3 million were going to die. Trump's not wearing a mask. His officials up there with him are not wearing masks. Security's not wearing a mask. None of the media is wearing a mask. And they're all piled into this room. Guess what? It wasn't a super spreader event. Everybody was just fine. How is that possible a year ago today at the peak of the virus when 3 million of us were going to die, said Fauci? So that's the one takeaway. This is just a year ago. This is just 1 year ago. My, how things have changed. That's one takeaway. Here's the other takeaway. Notice what else you're seeing here. You're saying, well, what do you mean? Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? You have a president of the United States that can actually stand up on his own 2 feet and walk and talk to the media. We don't have that anymore. We have a dementia-ridden, maybe even Alzheimer's-ridden, failing Biden who was never even elected, who can't hold a press conference, can't hold a State of the Union address, can't do really any speech more than 10 minutes these days. Everything he does is digital. He has to ask Nancy Pelosi for permission to either end the press conference or take questions, and then they just cut the feed anyway. When it finishes, it's always awkward because he doesn't know where to walk, what he's doing, who he is. And this was just a year ago. But notice in that picture, all the attention is on Trump. All the focus is on Trump. Trump is in control of the room. He's in control of the situation. He's the president of the United States. He's the leader of the free world. You don't get that anymore under Biden. And you may never. That's what you get right there under Biden. A confused old codger who doesn't know where he is or what he's doing or what he's supposed to be doing. My, what a difference a year makes. What a difference a year makes indeed. Now, I have to say this before we're going to be joined by Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. I have been extremely disappointed, and I'm not really sure if there's individuals to blame or if it's Adler or what, but I have to say I am extremely disheartened and disappointed at the response here in Austin, Texas. This city is pathetic, man. And I feel bad because there's a lot of great people here, and it really is a beautiful city. It's a great city, but boy, oh boy, is it under the liberal mind control. I mean, wow. The mask mandate was lifted yesterday. More people are wearing masks in Austin today than they were before the mandate was lifted. I'm not kidding you. Now, granted, the people that aren't wearing the masks are now just not wearing the masks at all. So you do have that aspect of it. But it's few and far between. And now I'm seeing more people wearing masks in their car. Yeah, look at this communist on our city council. The city of Austin is still legally requiring masks. No, that's not legal at all. You cannot make me breathe. I'm telling you, man, I'm so sick of these liberals. I'm trying not to get mad here. It's in before we're even 20 minutes into the broadcast. But, man, these people are just sick. But I'm wondering, I mean, maybe I'm the sick one. Maybe me wanting to be free. Maybe me wanting to be in control of my body. Maybe me wanting to breathe air. Maybe me not wanting to take a trial vaccine that's deadly. Maybe I'm the crazy one. Maybe I'm the problem. You know, maybe that's me. Maybe humans wanting to be free is the problem. Well, yeah, if you ask Greg Cesar, a communist on our city council, yeah, humans should not be free. If you ask Steve Adler, a Democrat scumbag lowlife of a mayor, yeah, you know what? You shouldn't be free. You should be a slave. And so they say, they're celebrating it. We are still legally making you wear a mask. We are still in charge of you. We run your body. We are in control of your air intake. Fuck crap. And I'm sitting at the barber shop today. I'm so sick of you commie slave drivers. Wear a mask. Wear a mask. Trust the science. There is no science behind your damn mask except it spreads disease. You pigs. You animals. You demons. We're still legally making you wear a mask. So I'm going around, people wearing masks in their cars. It's all a political statement. I'm sitting at the barber shop today. My barber and I, only ones in there not wearing a mask. It's like six other people in there. They're all wearing masks. And we're having our normal conversation, making fun of the mask. And I'm talking about how the COVID vaccine is killing people. And we're talking about, and everyone's kind of listening, and their eyes are just like, oh, and like, if 10% is true, if 10% of what that guy's saying is true, whoa, like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Yeah, 100% of what I was saying was true, Jack. The mask spreads disease because it's easy stuff. It's just common sense. Like, yeah, like we're joking. It's like, yeah, liberals say that carbon dioxide is killing the planet. And then it's like, yeah, that's right. Carbon dioxide is killing the planet. So it's funny how liberals want you to wear a mask and breathe in your own carbon dioxide. It's like, whoa, wait, what? Oh, that's true. How is that even? I don't know. Well, should I wear the mask? I mean, the Democrats tell me to wear a mask, my slave masters, but they also tell me that carbon dioxide is killing me. So wait, what do I do? Is carbon dioxide killing us? Is it deadly? Or should I wear the mask and breathe it in all day? Or maybe this is just a suicidal death cult that I'm in and I don't even know it yet, and the mask is just a symbol of it. You Democrat communists are pathetic. Humans will be free. We will be free again. You may have your hand on.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's really hard to come on here and concentrate and not get so upset because here's the problem. There's a common theme, there's a common thread, and this is actually very low level. But we can't even beat this level of intellectual reasoning. So it's very frustrating. It's like if you're playing a video game or you're playing like Mario, the old Mario video game, and you can't beat the first level and you're just stuck on the first level. Like, yeah, I could be talking about all these other levels here. Like dealing with the globalists, dealing with the New World Order, dealing with the vaccine worldwide and all this stuff. We can't even get past level one. That's how pathetic we are. But what is level one? Level one is the base launch pad for any debate moving forward. Are you pro-government or pro-freedom? Are you pro-government or are you pro-freedom? Everything that is Democrat Party policy is pro-government, more government, not pro-freedom, removing your freedoms. We can't even get past that basic understanding or appreciation of freedom versus tyranny. So of course the Democrats are coming to put two masks on your face. Of course they're going to come with an anal swab. Of course they're shutting down your schools, your churches, your businesses. That's who these people are. That's their modus operandi. That's what they want. They want to run your life. But that's just level one we can barely even deal with. And then when you realize that a Democrat or a liberal on television or in government is a 100% bold-faced liar, except for maybe Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know how she's still in the Democrat Party, quite frankly. She did a great interview with Trey Gowdy last night attacking the censorship of big tech and cancel culture of the left. But a Democrat in Congress, a liberal progressive Democrat on TV, is 110% lying to you about everything they say. This is base level stuff. We should be able to beat that level and be done with it overnight. It should be done. We can't even do it. We can't even do it. Now, is that because people want to be slaves? I think there is an aspect of that. I do think people want to be slaves. I don't know why. It's totally foreign to me. I have not a scintilla of desire to be a slave in my body, in my consciousness, in my being. But hey, the average liberal in Texas loves it. They wear two masks. They get mad at you for breathing clean air. They have pro-mask rallies. They say we have to vaccinate 70% of the state before it can open back up. Well, what if 50% of the state doesn't want to get a vaccine? What are you going to do then? Doesn't matter. These are tyrants. They will force you to take that vaccine. But again, I'm sitting here stuck on level one saying a man is a man and a woman is a woman. Not anymore. Nope. Not to a Democrat. Not to a lib. Not in their backwards, twisted ideology, in their death cult that they want to suck you into. Yeah, I didn't see the mask episode. Apparently South Park did a mask special last night. So I can't really comment on that. But look at what the Dems are up to here. Michigan bill to require trans student athletes to compete under gender identified at birth as 20 states mold similar laws. So you now have to write laws because of the Democrat Party and liberal agenda. You now have to write laws that say men cannot compete in women's sports. Ooh. Hey, I've got an idea. Men shouldn't compete with women. We'll have to think about that. We'll have to think about that one. But Democrats say that's bigoted. Even though a poll that Breitbart published shows broad support for banning transgender athletes, men, from women's sports, even amongst the Democrat Party. There should be such a mass exodus of the Democrat Party, and there already is. It's not being reflected because they cheat the system. They cheat by censoring all the media so that they can paint the picture they want. They cheat by rigging elections so they can get the candidates in that they own. So, no, humans really want to be free. Humans don't want to wear the mask. They're being deceived. They're being tricked. They're being goose-stepped into slavery. But, again, I can't even get past level one because I'm stuck here tied to these dumber-than-rock liberals who want men to compete in women's sports, who don't want to have a border, who have overflow facilities now of migrants testing positive for COVID-19, but they say you can't go to church, you can't go to a ball game, and you have to mask up if you're in Austin, Texas. It's insanity. I don't know how much longer we can take this, folks. I'm at my wit's end. Stanford medical professor says lockdowns were the worst public health mistake in last 100 years. No kidding. Except maybe for the mask, which all the science says spreads disease. Ohio School District will require students and teachers to wear double masks. That's nice. So really breathing in the carbon dioxide. Again, I don't want to be somebody that's a divider. I want to be a unifier, but I can only get people to unify behind truth and reality. I'm not going to unify people on a lie, and I'm not going to unify with a lie. I'm not going to attach myself to a lie. So I'm sorry if my language comes off as divisive. It's just true. Liberals are dumber than rocks. A rock is neutral at IQ. A liberal IQ is negative. A liberal answers questions wrong. A liberal actually has misinformation and disinformation. A rock is just neutral. You ask a rock, should men compete in women's sports? It has no answer. You ask a liberal, it says yes. You ask a rock, should humans wear a face mask to protect from COVID? It's neutral. You ask a liberal, oh, no, you should wear 2-3 masks even. See, that's negative IQ. Apparently Star Wars has a rock as a character now. Smarter than a liberal. A rock is smarter than a liberal. Congratulations. Dumber than a rock is now a real thing. But seriously, how can you have such a twisted and contorted ideology that thinks carbon dioxide is killing the planet, but then will tell humans to wear double masks that forces them to breathe in carbon dioxide all day long? And I'm not going to sit here and do it. I've done it 3-4 times on air where I sit here with the masks, 2 masks, 3 masks, and I have the carbon dioxide reader in my mask to tell me how much carbon dioxide. It's toxic levels, folks. I mean, you're breathing in toxic carbon dioxide, dangerous levels, within minutes of wearing the double mask. So these people are doing permanent damage to their bodies when they're sitting there sucking CO2 all day. Now, who knows when it'll finally be a problem for them. Could be 5 years, could be 10 years. Maybe it's unnoticeable for the most part. Point is, by their logic, carbon dioxide is killing the planet, and yet they want you to breathe in carbon dioxide all day long. So save the planet for humans, cut carbon dioxide emissions. Even though the planet needs carbon and a carbon life cycle to exist, we now have new studies about that with volcanoes forming atmospheres. Go figure. But no, they want to destroy the carbon life cycle, make you breathe in the deadly carbon dioxide all day long, and they think that's woke. They think that's smart. No, you're dumber than...
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Back here live on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be hearing from Alex coming up in the next hour. I'm trying to remain calm here, but I just can't do it. I really can barely even focus and cover this news. I'm just so sick of the Democrat tyranny and just all their lies. It's just everything that the Democrats base their policy off of is lies. Everything. Double standards and lies. And then just the complete denial of reality. Like, for example, Mexican president says Biden border policies encouraging illegal immigration and enriching cartels. Well, everybody knew that. I I mean, I shouldn't have to sit here and be like, wow, thank God the Mexican president is telling the truth. But we already know that. It's just the Democrats lie. That's all they do. They lie about the border. They lie about COVID. They lie about everything, man. Every damn thing is a lie coming out of the Democrats' mouth. And it's just disgusting. What they're doing to our country, what they're doing to humanity is just disgusting. Again, oh, Trump's putting kids in cages. Actually, the cages that you said Trump was putting kids into, Trump shut down that facility. Biden just reopened it. But it's called a reception center now, don't you see? Because the Democrats lie. They lied about kids in cages, and they're lying about the border now. Another big lie. Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd. That's a big lie. But see, I don't know why anybody, honestly, I mean, I know why, and it's sad this is the state of things, but why would anybody want to be a police officer now? If the media decides you're guilty as a police officer, you're dead. It doesn't matter if you had deadly amounts of fentanyl or methamphetamine in your system, you're dead by a cop. Because the media decided. The Democrats decided. So Chauvin's fate has already been decided. It doesn't matter. We have the autopsy. No life-threatening injuries on the autopsy. And three different drugs, two types of fentanyl and methamphetamine found in Floyd's system. A lethal dose. A lethal dose. A lethal dose. So Chauvin used the police tactics he was trained to use, whether you agree with that or not, on George Floyd, who was doing drugs in the police vehicle, had drugs on him, asked to be taken out of the police vehicle because he was having an overdose event, and then died while he was on the ground, and now Chauvin is the murderer, and the media still says, Floyd's killer, Floyd's killer, all the stories, Floyd's killer, Floyd's killer, Floyd's killer. What, fentanyl? No, Chauvin. And so that judge that you're looking at right there has reinstated third-degree murder charge. So the charges fell through for obvious reasons. Floyd was a criminal, and he overdosed on three different drugs. But no, that judge wants to reinstate third-degree murder, because here's why. Just like all the jurors were saying, the judge feels the same way. If Derek Chauvin does not go to jail for his life, Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota will burn to the ground. Now tell me, why would you want to be a police officer knowing that the Democrat terrorist party is going to threaten to burn a city to the ground if a judge doesn't put you in jail, if jurors don't put you in jail? Why would anybody want to be a police officer knowing that as soon as the Democrats could, they'll put you in jail for nothing? So, well, it's not from nothing. George Floyd died. Yeah, he died that day. He overdosed on drugs. That's very sad. He wasn't cooperating with police. I wish he didn't die. I wish Chauvin didn't have his boot on his neck. I bet Chauvin feels the same way. But what are you supposed to do? Floyd's a criminal. He's overdosing on drugs. He has to be removed from the police vehicle. He's not cooperating. So he just goes with his training. Floyd dies of a drug overdose. Now Chauvin's life is ruined. And he will go to jail for life. You watch. There isn't a jury, there is not a jury in America that you could find right now that would actually want to be on that case and actually say that Chauvin didn't kill Floyd. And as they said in their juror, during the questioning, they said, yeah, I don't want to be a part of this. They're going to burn my house to the ground. And now you have a George Floyd autonomous zone in Minneapolis just waiting for the Floyd decision so that they can burn that city to the ground. And you watch. Even if Chauvin is found guilty of third-degree murder and thrown in jail immediately without the key, they'll still burn that city to the ground. They will still burn Minneapolis to the ground. Why? Because these are terrorists that we're dealing with. So, yeah, they've occupied Minneapolis. Yeah, they're holding the gun. They're holding a flamethrower to Minneapolis's head right now. Because what is the definition of terrorism? Using violence to accomplish your political agenda. That is the very definition of every Democrat Party tactic. The Democrat Party is the biggest terror group in the United States of America. A Democrat in Congress or on TV is lying to you. Those are two facts that need to be seared into our very consciousness. So now the entire city of Minneapolis is being held hostage by Democrat terrorists, and George Floyd, who died of a drug overdose, is the excuse that they're using. So why would anybody want to be a police officer knowing that the Democrat terrorist party will threaten to burn cities to the ground if you're not put in jail for doing your job? Well, it's the same old why, because everybody needs a job. Everybody needs to get that paycheck. So it's sad that that's the case, but that is the case. And you know what? Most of these police officers are actually good people. Actually, maybe want to help their communities, keep criminals off the streets. But boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, it is all falling apart. And I think that what happens with this Chauvin thing is going to crescendo into many police perhaps quitting, walking away, and not wanting to use force. And it's funny because they say, oh, you know, police are racist against black people or whatever. Let me tell you something. A police officer probably wants to not deal with black people at all right now, not because they're racist, but because they know the media is going to come after them and call them racist, and that could result in their city being burnt to the ground by Democrats. So believe me, you're a police officer and you see a white guy, you're more comfortable knowing that you could probably, you know, smash that guy's head into the ground and kill him and the media wouldn't even blink an eye. Whereas if it was a black guy, you know, you scrape him the wrong way and the media is going to make sure that you have your life is miserable. So, yeah, you really think cops are going around targeting black people? No, it's the exact opposite. Believe me, a white police officer does not want to deal with a black person right now because they know what could happen if things go wrong. Their life is over because Democrat terrorists will threaten to burn their city to the ground. And so this is where we're at in America. But, oh, the Washington Post is complaining that Tucker Carlson's false accusations, which aren't false, by the way, they were true, but they say Tucker Carlson's false accusations put Maine journalists under siege. Oh, wait, you mean fake news can ruin people's lives? Wow. So the Washington Post admits that they've ruined people's lives. Yeah, fake news can ruin people's lives. Look at what happened in Minneapolis. Look at what happened in Kenosha. Jacob Blake wasn't armed. Yeah, he was. He admitted it. He said he regretted it. The big lie. Burnt Kenosha to the ground. Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot. Never happened. The big lie. Ferguson, Missouri. Weeks on end. Burnt to the ground. Another Democrat. Big lie. So, yeah, you're right, Washington Post. Fake news does have real world implications. And you are the leading sponsor. Look at all the Trump supporters that got harassed and attacked in the streets. Their hats ripped off their head, punched, bloodied. Why? Because your fake news said they were racists and Nazis. So where does it go from here? I'm going to try to focus. Alex is coming up in the next hour. It's just this intellectual hurdle that I'm just struggling, because until we as a nation can accept the reality of this, that the Democrat Party is the largest terror group and hate group in America, and that Democrats and liberals on TV are lying to you, until we can understand that and move on from that, this is never going to get any better. And they're literally talking about a hologram Biden now to do press conferences because Biden can't even talk.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
All right, I'm ranting here, so I'm going to try to focus and lay out all this news in a more concise and clear and connected manner. But, like I said, the foundation of most of this news that's so incredible is the same thing across the board, which is Democrat Party policy is all based on lies. It's all based on lies. Every damn thing. So you can make up your reason as to why Democrats and their media cohorts lie all the time. You can make up your own reason. Are they consciously in a death cult? Are they brainwashed into a death cult? I mean, I don't know what's going on with all of it. I do, but I don't. So I'm going to try to lay out the rest of this news here and stop ranting and raving about it. But it's just true. And the Democrat Party is in the process of destroying the United States of America right now. And if freedom dies in the West, if freedom dies in the United States of America, freedom dies worldwide. And so I just hope that the Democrats are proud of themselves. I hope everybody that voted for Biden is proud of themselves. Of course, they're not, if you can even find anybody that did. I just hope all these liberals that promote men competing with women, hope all these liberals that want to take the guns, hope all these liberals canceling free speech, hope all these liberals calling America racist and all this stuff. You know, I just hope you're going to be happy when you're a slave in a camp. All right? Just know you did this to yourself. You think you're miserable now in your pathetic existence? Wait till you are a complete slave. You love your little mask. You love having people shut down their business. You think it's all fun and games. Oh, you are going to have a rude awakening. Indeed. Now, nobody else will tell it like it is as InfoWars does. You know that. That's why you're tuned in today. But as you know, the attacks against InfoWars are stronger than ever. But that's also made us stronger than ever. That's made you stronger than ever in the resistance to the New World Order takeover. And none of it would be possible. Like, for example, see, I can't even have the crew do this when I'm talking about InfoWarsStore.com. But it's like, it's just so insane. Private school says phrases like mom and dad should be avoided. What? Oh, that's bigoted. You're insane. You are a mental patient if you believe that. But that's what Democrats are. They're liberalism is a mental disorder. I mean, these are mental patients that are now the mental patients that are now running the funny farm. So excuse me. See, I'm telling you, I can't even concentrate, man. It's just so out of control. Got liberals running around masks in Austin, even though it's, you know, the mandate's up. They love it. It's a political statement. They love their slavery. Because they want to make you a slave with them. That's what they really hate. They really hate the free American individual that doesn't want to be a slave. Yeah, I was going to cover this coming up. I'll cover that. Guys, put up InfoWarsStore.com because if you keep putting these headlines on air, I'm not going to be able to concentrate. I'm already all fired up. InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, that's how everything we do here is possible. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, when you share the links with your friends and family. We have 2 days left right now, 2 days left on free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Only 2 days left on free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, there is a lot of excitement about our new product, Down and Out Sleep Aid. This is our third installment of a sleep aid at InfoWarsStore.com. I like all three of the sleep aids. They all work for me. So pick which one works for you. Switch on and off like I do. Down and Out, now available 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about Turbo Force is still 40% off. And, of course, all the other great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I mix it with juice, and I also use that to take down some of the supplements from InfoWarsStore.com like DNA Force Plus and others. So that's back in stock. But 2 days left of free shipping. 2 days left of free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Alex is going to be joining us coming up in the next hour. What news do I want to get into? Let me just pick this stack up. President Trump drops a truth bomb on Joe Biden's outrageous attempt to take credit for Trump's Operation Warp Speed vaccine, which I don't really understand why the president is putting this out there. I don't get the game wanting to claim this vaccine and all of it as his own when it's going to start killing people and then they'll use it against him. So we'll see how that turns out. But Biden had another live press conference. To his credit, this was his largest live audience since being installed into the White House for Biden. He had 1,000 people watching. This was Biden's biggest live audience for any live stream event he's done since being installed into the White House. Oh, just over 1,000 people. Wow. Very impressive from the guy that got 81 million votes. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Now, funny enough, there's a stream from, I think it's Big Bear Valley is the name of it. And they have a stream of a bald eagle's nest. Guys, if you pull this up. Get this. The live stream of a bald eagle's nest, on average, gets at least double, most of the times quadruple, the amount of live audience Joe Biden gets. Think about that. Now, I got to admit, I mean, that's pretty cool, right? I was watching this last night for longer than I'd like to admit. Bald Eagle, you have Shadow, the male, and then what was the name of the female? I forget the name of the female. So you've got over 4,300 people tuned into the Big Bear Bald Eagle cam. So on average, a bald eagle nesting, gets four times the audience of the supposed president of the United States. Think about that. A bald eagle nesting. So this video right now that we're tuned into, which, again, I mean, it's pretty badass. I mean, look at that thing. And you could see it last night. There was a really bad, like, wind storm. You see it, like, burying itself, nestling in with the eggs. So a bald eagle live stream gets more audience than Joe Biden addressing the nation during the deadliest pandemic in human history, supposedly. What does that tell you? I think it says a whole lot. And the fake president, who doesn't even know where he is going to sign the $2 trillion stimulus bill. Boy, that's not dangerous at all. The president who doesn't know where he is signing a $2 trillion stimulus bill. You'll probably never get your $1,400 paycheck. By the way, Biden said it would be $2,000 for every American. That was a lie. So we'll see if you even get your $1,400, which they say, apparently, if you made less than $75,000 in 2019, you qualify for the $1,400 check. But tell me, did they actually run those numbers? No, they didn't. Because how would they know how much money they're going to be paying out? They don't. The whole thing's a farce. You probably will never see that $1,400. But Biden will sign it tomorrow. Oh, by the way, it turns out Bill Gates, his foundations are getting $3.5 billion in the new COVID stimulus bill. How do you like that? Bill Gates, worth hundreds of billions of dollars that we know of, and the largest farmland owner in America, he's going to get $3.5 billion for his causes for the stimulus bill. You won't get a dime. A Democrat pork bill like you couldn't imagine. Meanwhile, there are still more than 20 million Americans getting government jobless benefits. So we're already paying people, folks. You don't need the stimulus bill. People are already getting free money from the government. The stimulus bill isn't even going to do that. It's already happening with more than 20 million people getting free money from the government. Meanwhile, as the Democrat terrorists are occupying Portland, the Democrat terrorists are occupying Minnesota, and you have triple right now, on a monthly basis, it's now triple from the prior year, the illegal border crossings under Biden, triple from the prior year. So that means it could be quadruple, maybe even quintuple by June of illegal border crossings. And yet we have walls in D.C., thousands of troops in D.C. protecting them. You are not even allowed to go on D.C. Capitol Hill property or in the buildings, but nothing in response to the terrorists in Minnesota, nothing in response to the terrorists in Portland. They actually get released from jail and charges dropped, and nothing in response to the crisis at the borders, which now Biden, they openly admit they're putting kids in cages. They just don't know what else to do with them. They just call them reception centers. But the kids in cages narrative, Trump shut those facilities down. Biden's team has now reopened them and are putting thousands of kids in cages, many of which have tested positive for COVID. Now, if you ask Biden any of this, he would be shocked and appalled because he doesn't know what the hell's going on. He doesn't even know where he is when he wakes up in the morning.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.